Good morning and praise the Lord. Amen. Let us open our Bibles and read Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31, King James Version. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Amen. Let us pray. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God as He said in His word. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of flesh, your bad stewardship and bad example, non-willingness to serve God, wasting time on the media, and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us, so we come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions. For God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to do your will and the plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, stable job, and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youth and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children and the youth to persevere in the discipline of their parents and that they will serve you, continue to do your works and your will. Lord, we pray that you continue to help and aid all the single parents in the church to raise their children in the fear of God. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you give to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes, so we can continue to receive our salaries on time, and so we give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be noble vessels of your blessings to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently, for our services is not to please men, but to please you, O Lord. For the fulfillment of your word, that our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify you, our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless and wisdom and solutions to those in trials in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home and those whom we meet daily in the streets, in the market, in our working places to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, believe, and live according to your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their life to come out from their bondages and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UEE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentations needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to new people in those countries, that they will know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places so we your church will be blessed. Lord, reduce the fees of the rent, water, electricity, internet, petrol, gas, and tax in all those places the church reach. Lord, uphold us and enable us to continue to reach new people. Preach the gospel to them and teach them how to live according to your word, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more of our members to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places, to new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. Lord, we pray that you will bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publication, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word and the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness, in Jesus' name. Lord, bestow on us the spiritual gift that we need to teach them your ways and to heal the sick, to evangelize and to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the backsliders to repent and to come back to you and to your church. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we lift up into your hand our service today. Bless every item of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the giving. Lord, anoint the speaker and give us your word that we need and speak to us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the congregations, workers, members, and families, and the lost, and to have the fruits that you desire to see. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our needs. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and start to praise and worship the Lord.
Now that you feel, O Lord, is the most high praise. With your presence, Lord, I sing your praise. I sing your praise. Come unto me, O Lord, is the most high praise. In your presence, Lord, I sing your praise. I sing your praise.
You have created us, O God, and called us to worship you day after day. Thank you, O Lord God, that again this very day we come together as a family, as a church, worshiping and honoring you. You deserve all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Lord God. Truly, Lord, each and every one of us, we love to stand in your presence together, worshiping your holy name. Hallelujah.
I love to be in your presence. With your people singing praises,
love to stand and rejoice, lift my hands and praise my God.
We love to be in your presence, with your people singing praises,
love to stand and rejoice, lift my hands and praise my God.
You set my feet to dance in. You fill my heart with song. You give me reason to rejoice, rejoice. Love to be in your presence with your people singing praises.
Love to stand and rejoice in my hands and raise my voice.
You set my feet to dancing. You fill my
Lord, in Jesus' name, we praise you, we honor you. Truly, Lord, be our shepherd, be our guide,
yes,
day
so
after
God.
Day. Hallelujah.
Wherever you may be.
Great Shepherd, we acknowledge you as our guide, our master, and our savior. Lead us, O Lord. Thank you, O God, for giving us your son to redeem us, to save us, to lead us, and to guide us. We deserve all the glory, honor, and adoration, O God, in Jesus' name. Even the very breath that we have day after day is a miracle that comes from you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for everything that you have done in our lives and the things that are yet that you will be doing for us for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Open your Bibles in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 38. Luke, chapter 6, verses 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure. Pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for your abundant blessing and your faithfulness to us. Lord, as we bring our tithes offering and first fruit, Lord, we pray, bless this gift. Use it to build your kingdom, support your ministry, and help those in need. Lord, bless the work of our hands and multiply this gift for your glory. Open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessing upon us that we may continue to give generously and faithfully. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. I am reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis, entitled "The Parable of the Rich Fool." Man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. I repeat, the parable of the rich fool, man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. Let us pray. Lord God, we honor and praise you for your faithfulness and loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for this day to hear your message to us. And as we listen, grant your people a willingness to engage fully themselves to commit their lives to the instructions that you give to them and glorify your name. Grant me also, Lord, boldness and clear voice to emphasize the text that you want me to speak through the Holy Ghost while reading your word. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Churches that are ordained by God are accompanied by wisdom and discretion made available by God on how to use them. But riches that are the product of greed will end up in a miserable way. Let us read this passage from the Gospel of Luke, which includes also a parable of Jesus, and let us learn important lessons. Open your Bible in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 1 to 21. Luke chapter 12, verses 1 to 21. I'm reading in King James Version. In the meantime, when they were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in the closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you, whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he had killed, had power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more valuable than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you unto the synagogues, and unto magistrates, and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing he shall answer, or what he shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what he ought to say. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Here is in the midst of the crowd Jesus our Lord Savior, the wise and good teacher, was teaching his disciples important lessons and was giving warning and direction of what they needed to do in certain circumstances, giving them their assignments and encouraging them to go on in life trusting God and serving Him and living their lives for Him. Verse 1, Luke chapter 12, verse 1. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, First of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Here, when the people came and gathered around him, he started to teach his disciples and give them important lessons. And the purpose of such was to attract the attention of the crowd and see who among them will be interested to listen and take heed of the lessons that he was teaching to his disciples. And such will indicate the interest of the person who would show a response. Christ here warned his disciples about the false teaching and the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. Luke chapter 12, verse 2. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. This is another fact. Jesus told to his disciples that nothing covered or hidden will not be revealed and be known. So they cannot hide anything shameful, because one day it will be exposed to the public and they will be put to shame. Luke chapter 12, verse 3. Wherefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in the closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. People go and hide in dark places and speak in the ears so they will not be heard. But here Jesus warned his disciples that even such will be exposed, and what was spoken in darkness will be heard in the light, and what they spoke in the ears will be heard on the housetops. Therefore, they needed to be careful of what they needed to speak, so when it be well known if they had said the right thing, then they will be commended. Luke chapter 12, verse 4. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. He was speaking to his disciples, calling them his friends, to encourage them and to assure them. that they should not be afraid of men who, to the maximum, can kill the body, and after that, they cannot do more. That means he was teaching them neither to be afraid nor to be loyal to men. Verse 5, same chapter of Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 5. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him, which after he had killed, had power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Here he gave them and to us today the utmost warning who they and we should be afraid from. That they and we should be afraid of God who can kill the body and cast the soul to hell. And so he was asserting to them and to us to be afraid of God. Verse 6, Luke chapter 12, verse 6. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 partings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Here he was assuring his disciples by telling them that if the 5 sparrows were sold by 2 partings, the currency they use at the time, and not one of them, and not one of the 5 is forgotten by God, then how much more they and we today? Verse 7, 12, chapter 12, verse 7. 12, chapter 12, verse 7. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Jesus told to his disciples, and he is telling us today, that they and we, even our own hair, are counted, because God is concerned about us. Therefore, we should not be afraid, for we are more valuable than many sparrows. This here Jesus wanted to assure us not to be afraid of men and not to be worried about our needs and the affairs of our lives, that God will take care of us and our needs as long as we go along in his word and follow his ways. Luke chapter 12, verses 8 to 9. Luke chapter 12, verses 8 to 9. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Since Jesus is so faithful toward us that he came in order to let us know God, and he died on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life, then we need to be also faithful to him. That is why we need to acknowledge him and confess his name before the people, that he, Jesus, is the Creator, the only true God, and we need to proclaim his word and his will to the people. And as such, he will confess us and acknowledge us before the angels of God who are around the throne of God in heaven. But if we will deny his name before the people and not acknowledge that he is our Lord, then he will also deny us before the angels who are around the throne of God in heaven. And in such, we will lose our eternity. Luke chapter 12, verse 10. Luke chapter 12, verse 10. And whatsoever shall speak a word against the Son of God, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. Here Jesus was telling to the disciples, if anyone speak against him, such a sin will be forgiven if the person repent of it. Possibly this is because people for certain times may not recognize Jesus being a divine person since he appeared as a man. But if anyone will blaspheme the Holy Spirit who is doing the works of God and who can see clearly what God is doing and he is not confessing that because his pride hindering him, but in his mind he is fully convinced, but he is still blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, then such sin will not be forgiven. and such a person has no eternity. Luke chapter 12, verses 11 to 12. Luke chapter 12, verses 11 to 12. And when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer, or what shall ye say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. Jesus told further his disciples, and is telling us also, that we will be persecuted, and we will brought in front of authorities, so that we can testify more about Jesus, that we should not be worried of what we are going to speak or what to say, because at that time, the Holy Spirit shall teach us what we need to speak and say. So here Jesus was motivating his disciples and moving them and us today to live our lives in this world in order to glorify him, to tell people about him and to preach his word and his will and to confess him before the people and be willing even to be persecuted for his sake. And he also assured them and us today not to worry, for God is with us and the Holy Spirit will guide us and will give his word that we need to say when we put in front of authorities. While Jesus was fully engaged with his disciple with such a heavenly concern discussion and the crowd was hearing all that, one of them spoke and said the following to him. Luke chapter 12, verse 13. Luke chapter 12, verse 13. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. This man, what he asked was nothing to do at all with all what Jesus was speaking and telling to his disciples. That man showed that he had no concern about all the heavenly things and the priorities that Jesus placed before us that we need to live for him, willing to stand against the traditional things of men in living and practicing his word, and willing to preach his word by our mouth, confessing Christ to others, and living as a good testimony for him. That man, his concern was for the material things and not for the heavenly things. He had already the basic things that he needed for life and godliness. That man asked Jesus to speak to his brother to divide the inheritance with him. Most likely, he got his share, but he was not satisfied. Or still, he did not get his share, and it was not the suitable time to divide the inheritance. We cannot judge much about the real situation of that inheritance, but we are aware that the Jewish had the teaching to divide inheritance, and there was no worry about such matter. But from the answer of Jesus to that man and what Jesus spoke about after that, we can conclude that the man was greedy and was coming to Jesus just to use him to get material blessing without having concern about the spiritual duties and responsibilities that he placed before us and require us to do. That is why we read the following in Luke chapter 12, verse 14. Luke chapter 12, verse 14. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? Jesus came with a mission to save mankind, to bring sinners back to God, to die for our sins, to give us eternal life. And these are the things Jesus wants us to be busy with and not with other worldly and material things, especially if our needs are met by him. Jesus rebuked that man and was telling him not to use him as many people do for a wrong purpose. Jesus can teach people God's word that speak about inheritance and can direct them how to do it. But here, he chose to rebuke the man and reprimand him for his request, saying to him the following, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? Because Jesus, being God, saw the greed in the heart of that man. For example, if the man had not received his inheritance and he wanted to receive his inheritance in order to use in urgent matter for God's service, Jesus will not rebuke him and denied him his request in such a way, but he will help him. But when he saw his heart was not for such, but for only temporal things, then he rebuked him and gave the teaching to him and to others to be rebuked in order to repent and got corrected. That man interrupted Jesus by his request. Master, speak to my brother that he divide inheritance with me. The man was asking Jesus to intervene in a family dispute over sharing an estate. Who was this man? And what the possibility of his identity, especially after he was rebuked by Jesus? Number one, the man did not know Jesus. That was why Jesus answered him, "Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you?" He misunderstood Jesus' identity. Jesus is not a judge, a lawyer, or an arbiter between men. Jesus is not King Solomon who judges between the people by his wisdom. He is not just a teacher of the law, and he is not mere rabbi that speaks and judges people on material disputes. Jesus' mission is not to teach people how to divide perishable things. Therefore, put it in your mind that Jesus is not with you as you go forward after material things. Number two, the man was in competition with his brother. Men are covetous to material possessions. Both the man and his brother perhaps were running to possess material things. But not every inheritance is worth running for. Mm-hmm. In addition, the man's request is full of greed and carries out the wish of one party against the other, and even he was coveting other people's shares and belonging. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. And he said unto them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." Put in your mind, coveting is sin, and God does not want you to covet other people's belonging. Take heed and beware of covetousness. Number three, the man is after a false inheritance. Jesus knew that the man did not understand the real purpose of life. He wanted to store up things for himself. Jesus, when he said, "I am not a judge or arbiter," he wanted to say that he came to open the eyes of the people from the blindness of worldly inheritance to the shiny way of living in the everlasting heavenly kingdom. Number four, the man's virtual defect is the bondage of greed. If the competition between people about material things is moved from the bottom and floats on the surface, the dynamo will be the bondage of greed. Deep in our soul, that flesh lies down silently, and that is why the Lord warned us. Luke chapter 12, verse 15, and he said unto them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." Any mathematical details and formulas becomes the food in the mouth of that leash. Example, the greed, which is not only present inside that man, but almost on all people. But Jesus wants to give the radical solution. What Jesus saw in that man is the same as what he is seeing in others' people life around. Jesus, when he said, "For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth," he wants you to understand that to live a prosperous life does not need you to be rich and have material things. Many rich people who have much material things and power, they live miserable lives. And many people who are poor and lack of many things, they live a better life and are satisfied and content of what they have. God Himself make life meaningful and fruitful. And happy are those who walk with God and who obey His word and commands. This parable that Jesus gave was in response to the request or a prayer from that man, and He gave the following parable that underlines the stages of greed development. Luke chapter 12, verses 16 to 21. And He spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid out for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall be those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Letter A, initial procedure, initial produce. In Luke chapter 12, verse 16, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. This is the beginning and the normal stage of life. Every one of us has a good crop, whether it pertains to material possession, knowledge, certificates, possessions, relationship, and so on, that should be appropriately dealt with. Letter B, serving the less. So what we have, we want to add more, like the less that is never satisfied. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 15, the horse less had two daughters crying, give, give. More money, more education, more friends, until the time we say in Luke chapter 12, verse 17, I have no room where to bestow my fruits. Many are working hard to satisfy their greed and lust by accumulating things that are not in need and are not going to use in the future. Letter C, slave to the less. What they reach their goal of possessing certain assets and have no more places for it, they will say in Luke chapter 12, verse 18, and he said, this I will do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. This is the stage where the greed really becomes a burden. It forces men to build their own walls, towers, and stores on earth with selfishness and pride. At this stage, a man's possessions will become a burden to him. His money becomes a source of trouble to him. Letter D, false security. In this final stage, the plenty of material that they have and the great effort that they had put in to collect it will make them say in Luke chapter 12, verse 19, and I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Greed may serve on earth, but this is not the currency used in heaven. And the time they feel that they are very rich is in fact when they are empty and their walls and towers are strong. My dear and beloved, And Luke chapter 12, verse 20 to 21. Luke chapter 12, verse 20 to 21. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself is not rich toward God. Wealth cannot keep the angel of death away from the door. What is the benefit of these possessions? Can they be taken to the grave? In Mark chapter 8, verse 36, Mark chapter 8, verse 36, For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That is why we need to live our lives and to use all our resources wisely, not only for ourselves, but for his name to be glorified and for his work to be propagated for the benefit of his people. We need to be rich toward God in living in holiness, in obeying his word, doing his will, and finishing his work. Therefore, in whatever stage you are, you need to get rid of covetousness and greed. Such kind of life does not glorify God, and he will not be pleased with. Instead, you need to find out how you can use whatever treasure God has given you to promote the works of God and to be rich in him. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 to 2, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 to 2, Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Death may come at any time, and Jesus may come at any time to take us. Therefore, you need to be ready. You need to be rich toward God. You need to renew your mind and start to think about the things that God is convinced with. To live for him, to live in holiness, to be a good testimony, to reach the lost, to declare his word, to be willing to suffer for his name, trusting him that he will provide all our needs, and he will be with us even we are persecuted. And he will give you his word as you stand before the authorities, and sure one day we'll be with him in heaven. I will repeat this paragraph as a people of God. Death may come at any time, and Jesus may come at any time to take us. Therefore, you need to be ready. You need to be rich toward God. You need to renew your mind and start to think about the things that God is concerned with. To live for him, to live in holiness, to be a good testimony, to reach the lost, to declare his word, to be willing to suffer for him, trusting him that he will provide all your needs, and he will be with you even you are persecuted. And he will give you his word as you stand before the authorities, and sure one day will be with him in heaven. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word and the teaching that I receive in this message. Thank you for the rebukes, the corrections, and the admonishments that I receive from you. Lord, thank you for opening my eyes and directing me to what is your will and purpose for me in my life. Lord, thank you for all the material blessings that you had given to me in order to be used for your glory. Repent and renounce all your sins. Renounce your covetousness, greed, love of money, your worldliness, and your love for worldly things. Repent and renounce your selfishness. Repent of your non-concern for the things of God and your unwillingness to suffer for Christ and to serve him. Confess your unwillingness to go along his will and the plan that he had for you. Repent of your unwillingness to follow God and do the work, the good works that God had prepared for you to do. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to following your ways and your word and the principle that I learned in this message about finances. Lord, I commit myself to use all my resources to serve you and not to be enslaved with material things. Lord, I'm willing to share and give what is due for you. Lord, I commit myself to use the resources you gave me to do the works of yours and invest in your ministries and to build up your church. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and got delivered from the bondage of greed and covetousness. Lord, use their lives and their testimonies to attract others to you. Lord, use all what they offered to you in your service and to build up your church and ministries. Lord, continue to give them into the full will of yours in their lives. Lord, protect them and provide all their needs so they will continue to serve you.
Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead me, I will follow. I have made my choice to listen to your voice. Wherever you may lead me, I will go.
Lord, bless us as a church and help us to continue to teach your people and to correct them and to admonish them with your word. Lord, we place all our material resources into your hands, that we will use them for your glory and that we will have treasures in heaven. Lord, we thank you for all the workers and the disciples who committed their lives to serve you with us. Lord, we pray that you will enable us to train them and use them according to your plan and purpose. Lord, reveal us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize, to make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Your people.